Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 21st of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world and maybe prompt into the universe.
And it's 49 someplace. Degrees and mostly cloudy.
On the
and
space
rain
station,
likely
they could be listening
later.
To us right now.
Exactly, but right here in Ready
right.
is the weather with about which we speak. Tonight, we're looking for heavy rain, a low of 46. On Friday, heavy rain and a high of 52. Friday night, heavy rain all the way until Saturday. Showers likely on Saturday and Sunday and through the weekend.
Tapering off to a deluge.
Tapering off to a deluge and possibly a little flooding if it actually rains that hard that long. Weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And Flashdance is going to be here Sunday at the Civic. If you have not bought tickets, you need to do it. Tickets go range from $50 to $65, and this is just a spectacular rendition of Flashdance. They're even going to have the water. You remember the water scene that's going to be in there? It's a it's a nationally touring group that comes through here, and there's been people that have been going to if you don't go to the right website, they try to charge you twice the amount for the this is really bad. It's been going on for a while.
You go in there. And you need to be really, really careful that you are on the right web page for the facility.
That's right. It's readingcivic.com. No matter what anybody else says, that's what it is. And it's going to be a great show. They're not going to be there just to see it. You'd be a maniac to miss it. That's pretty cute. Okay, Bad Bob, you're sitting over there.
Well, I was going to say it's a shame that we have the cloud overcast because we have a couple of very interesting astronomical events with the breaking of the dawn. A great show if somebody is above the clouds. Both the International Space Station and the five planets visible in the early morning sky at the same time.
Wow.
Tomorrow morning at just before 6 a.m. Unfortunately, with the current cloud cover, not going to see it. But if you could, it'd be quite a sight
perhaps.
To start your day. Yeah,
there you go. Hey, the awards banquet, the Veterans Advocate of the Year awards banquet is coming up on February the 19th. Open all branches of military and the general public at the Wind River Event Center. Tickets are $20, and you get tickets by calling Vince Stevenson, 949-5000, 949-5000. You can also get by chances to win either a 9mm Smith & Wesson, a Smith & Wesson MP15, a Smith & Wesson 40 cal, or a Winchester 12-gauge. So you can also have a chance to win that in a raffle, and tickets there are, I don't know how much tickets are. I think they're probably like $10, but I think they're limited. So give Vince Stevenson a call, 949-5000. A lot of neat things happening that day. Okay. A lot of stuff happening.
Yes.
Doug Wright's going to be on the show today.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. He's announced yesterday he's running for Congress against Doug LaMalfa.
And he's a Republican.
It's it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very,
you know, Republicans hate that. You know, and I imagine Democrats do too, is that you've got two guys, or two girls, or whatever it is, whatever the mixture is, battling it out in the primaries.
Well,
because they have to spend money that could be used in another battle.
But not all Republicans hate that. The Republican establishment hates that. They like to... They like to set themselves up as the people who decide whether or not you can run. And once they've got a Republican in office that they're happy with, they make the determination that, in fact, you're not allowed to run against them. And they will call you up and tell you that.
And there's people, in, you know, Rick Bassetti.
Yes.
It happened to Bassetti.
Not your turn.
Not your turn.
Not your turn.
And, but.
Trust me, when you make any noises at all, you're going to run for one of those seats. You immediately start getting phone calls from the Republican establishment saying, we need to vet you. We need to let you know whether or not you're going to run.
Yeah, and then Johannesson, who voted his conscience and a few other things, got, you know, hammered. You know, the thing about it is it's going to be interesting. We'll see what Doug has to say.
Doug and Doug.
Doug Wright, Doug LaMalfa. And that's kind of interesting when
it
you
is.
Think about it.
It
you know, because I've said
it
that. Well, Doug said this, and they go, LaMalfa said that? I said, no, that's Wright said that. So we're going to have to figure this out.
We're going to have to start calling them by their last names.
Yeah. I think so.
There you go.
Okay. I almost hesitate to ask you about this.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you till after the break because this is going to take a long time.
Oh.
Okay, but so let's talk about the, you know, something that happened in the council last night. Matt Mosley and his group, the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition, is asking the city to pass an ordinance that they've already written that targets massage parlors that are fronts for prostitution.
No.
We have those in Redding, in Shasta County.
I think you've got one on your street. I mean, what are you talking about? I know it's hard to believe, right? But you know, when Plenty comes in here 3 years ago and says, yeah, we have a prostitution problem, everybody's going, what? We have a how could we have a prostitution problem? And he says, well, there's prostitutes and guys that go to them. He says that it's a problem. You know, it's not like it's. I mean, this is how you have a problem. Anyway, but Matt Mosley and his wife and others have been really into this anti-trafficking. You know, and you know, I-5 is a kind of a corridor not only for drugs but for sexual trafficking and slavery.
Well, and it is the sexual trafficking slavery issue that's the big thing. More importantly than just the isolated ladies who like to be prostitutes.
Yeah. And so what they want is they want it to be like they want everybody to have to be vetted if they're there like you would, you know, if you have a massage.
You do business. Massage business.
If you do a massage business,
and we
like
have
spas,
a lot
like
of really good massages.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But so they want them to go under the same same requirements as they, you know, the other people. In other words, you get your fingerprint, and you get a background check. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that. I can understand that, you know, because you want to crack down on us. But then what about the, and this one girl said, she says, well, I have my massage business, but it's just more money. Now I have to be fingerprinted. Now I have to pay for background checks, you know, all this stuff. And what happens if, you know, what disqualifies you from being a massage
if you are a felon? What if you have a background, you had a crime before and you got into some trouble and now you've come out and you've gone to school and you're a great massage therapist?
So what disqualifies you from being a massage therapist?
Right. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it the same thing that keeps you from buying a gun? I'm sorry, we've got to register those hands, and you cannot use those hands unless they're concealed. Well, that's the problem. Anyway,
it's an interesting dilemma, and certainly.
No, I mean,
one would wonder every time we don't do these kind of things. You have to. It always amounts to a bigger hit on the people trying to do a legitimate business,
again,
higher costs,
because,
more scrutiny by government, more things, interference in our life.
Well, that and also it is they don't have the people to enforce it right now. And
exactly.
And so you're going to put up this ordinance. So I'd really like to have Matt in. I understand what Matt wants, and I thoroughly agree with it. If these massage parlors are being used for fronts of prostitution, which is another part of the sexual slave trade, can be, that we need to, you know, get your arms around it. But then you have to then figure out what exactly, because if there wasn't enough information
it
in
the choice of words.
No, okay, don't get your get your arms around it. No, you're bad, Trish. You know what, Trish? You're bad.
No pun intended.
You're a bad influence on me. Hey, let's take a break because when we come back, I want to talk to you about Hillary and special access programs. And what I think. And what you think.
Okay.
I wrote a blog on it yesterday. It's called Hillary and SAP.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 7:15 here on the 21st of January. 49 degrees today. Going up to 56. And you know what? The proverbial, you know, rainstorm coming down on a flat rock is going to happen today. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning.
Love Thursday. I just love Thursday morning.
That's right. Hey,
this portion, and it's not raining.
No,
right
it's
now.
Not. You know what? This song used to play in the Philippines when I was there. When you know, during that time frame, we come shipping in there and out and be. And the she drives me crazy. Fine Young Cannibals, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You'd hear it playing at every bar. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair is in charge of this segment. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Worst, a veteran who's had this business for a long time, does just outstanding work. And he guarantees all of his work. He guarantees it to be repaired. If not, you bring it back and he will fix it. It's rare that anything like that happens, but he stands behind his work, whether it's a chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, I wrote a blog yesterday. Hillary and SAP. SAP means Special Access Programs. The IG that was doing these, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Areas over there, wrote a letter to the head of the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. What they say they found was, and this is broken not just by, it was broken first by Fox, but then MSNBC, AP, everybody picked it up, you know, and they, mm-hmm. and they got copies of the letters. What it says was they found in this latest batch of emails that Hillary Clinton had top, not only top secret, but SAP emails in there. And so people go, oh, SAP, what exactly is that? It's a special access program. A special access program is even, can be even considered a higher classification than top secret. Because as the senior intelligence officer in this large organization, 17, 18,000 person organization that I had, not only did I have a top secret and a sensitive compartmented information, background checks and ability to do that and code words and all these other things mm-hmm. I could get into, we also had special access programs that I could not get into. I was read into a couple of them. But these are so so closely held because they deal with you know, types of collection efforts, intelligence, counterintelligence, weapons. I mean, just you can just throw anything out.
Very secret stuff.
Extremely, extremely sensitive. And when you come into it, you have to come into the SCIF, which is a sensitive compartmented information facility, which has got layers of security, including physical security. You come in there, they've done a background check on you already. You have to be read into the program. You have to read all the stuff about it, and then you sign that you understand it. You understand the ramifications of this area you're getting read into. Then you have access to it. You can't take it with you.
You can only read it.
You can only read it in there. And if something new comes in, you're told about it. You come in, you read it, and you can use it, and you can work on it in there.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's some things you can take out of that in just a knowledge on how things were working, you know. So
well, yeah, they can't stop
right,
what you say and what you
right.
throw in your head.
And then when you get ready to leave, you are read out of the program. You've got to read it and sign away your right to walk away free if you ever say anything about it.
Okay.
So this is what a special access program is. And they found it on her server.
On the server that's in the bathroom with the guy in the closet.
Now, this is what's very, very, very disturbing to me, is the fact is that she, her machine, instead of trying to, you know, to explain something like this, turned and they do the Clinton thing. They attacked the IG and the Republican Party. They're saying that the Republican Party, in cahoots
with the
IG, no, Inspector
yeah,
General,
Inspector General,
did this to release this information to embarrass,
make Hillary look bad.
To make embarrass her. It, you know, it. Didn't have any. They didn't say anything about the fact. What in the hell yeah. is something like this on a server that's not even behind not even behind security? I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how sensitive this stuff is. And it was on her computer, and she says, "Well, you know, nothing was ever marked." You know what, Hillary? You've been around a long time.
Just look at it.
I can take
a
look. I can
time.
Take a look. Even now, I could take a look at something. After being out of the business, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
You put me down in front of something and put it in front of me, guess what? I can tell you if that's going to be a top secret. Because there's ways that it's, you know, that it's written, and you'll see, you know, and you'll see methods. As soon as you see methods, it goes beyond regular classification. So for
Carl,
her to say, oh, I didn't know that, it's just, you know what? It is so disingenuous. I mean, if you don't know that, then there's something wrong.
But Carl, why does this kind of stuff continue to surprise you?
No, it doesn't. It's just the level. I mean, you know what?
You
can understand.
It can't get any worse, and then all of a sudden it
does. Then you see this. Now, people go, oh, you just don't like Hillary. You know what? What I don't like, what I don't like is somebody to break the rules, just blatantly break the rules, make her own rules up, and then when caught with it, say, oh, it's your fault for pointing it out. No, come on. Petraeus lost everything. Maybe not everything, but he lost his honor, his family, everything for providing 9 books that he had kept his diaries to this reporter. And they got him for on a misdemeanor of not safeguarding classified information. You know, a misdemeanor, but it cost him $100,000, his honor, his reputation. You know, not even withstanding the fact that he was boinking somebody else besides his wife, which should have, you know, that also caught up with him.
But
now
that's none of our business.
It's no, you know, well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. We hold people to higher.
No, we don't, and that's the problem.
Well, we should.
Yeah,
we should. If you're running for the president of the United States, we should hold them for a much higher standard.
We've established a standard over the many years in this country where we have lost our moral compass, and we don't care about that stuff. If we don't hold the president of the United States to that standard, we certainly can't hold a boxer or a golfer or a general to that kind of a standard.
Well, you know, you can say that. And it's just like this. Pete Rose is still out of baseball because he bet on himself and on his games back 30 years ago. And they said, well, you know what? He was betting on it. You know, he is not allowed to be in the Hall of Fame.
How about Martha Stewart? She went to jail and did actual jail time for a little bit of insider because she lied about insider trading.
Right.
That's ludicrous.
And then, we're going to let people into the Hall of Fame that use steroids and enhancing, performance enhancing drugs. We're letting them in, you know, into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And yet, you know, you get Lance Armstrong who used the same stuff everybody else did, but he, you know, and then he finally, when he admitted it and all this, you know, he's destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because he was held to a higher standard. Take your heroes and you destroy them.
But we just don't do it with any consistency, and
no,
that's the problem.
No. And here's the thing: is the answer should have been is why is something that is sensitive or a special access program on your server? Why is it on your server? It is so completely in a different chain of communication, yet it came onto her server.
But here's the deal. She was not, the position she held did not allow for her to have a private server and have anything on it other than Facebook. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because of the position she held, she shouldn't have had a private server.
No.
Those are things that you just don't do to put yourself in a position where it can be presumed or assumed that something's wrong. If you are an honorable person and if you care about the position you hold, you don't put yourself in those kinds of positions.
Well, what you do is...
And that's the whole problem.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with honorable people. We've been proven that for how many years now? Bill and Hillary Clinton have done darn near everything in this country that we can talk about that's against the law or against, I mean, people die around them. All kinds of things have happened where this questionable behavior. We've not held them accountable for one thing in their life. Not one thing since the day they hit Arkansas. Why would we start now?
Well, I think that, I think it will be.
I don't think she's eligible.
People will tell you right now that nothing's going to happen over this.
Well,
there
and
people,
I'm
people
afraid
will
that it would.
Not. People are not going. Oh, they're going. Oh, it's you know what? So what? You know that's the whole thing. So what? You know that.
And people will walk away with. You know those Republicans will just dig up anything and throw it out there against her. For heaven's sakes, have you heard the latest one? Well, is it true? What difference does that make? It's just that they just keep throwing it at her. Trying to get her out of the race. And it's just not going to work.
Here's what's going to happen. Haven't you heard this? I've got a minute. Are you ready? You know, they're already going after Bernie because Bernie's leading her in a couple of polls.
Yeah.
So they're going to say, you know, so you've got some, you know, major players in the Democratic Party saying, oh, no. No, he can't win. I mean, he says, have you noticed that not one Republican has said one thing about Bernie? You know, he says the first thing that happens, you know, is one Democrat governor says, oh, yeah, I can just see it. He says Bernie Sanders is the Democrat nomination for president, and the Republicans just play one thing. They have a flag that comes up. It's the hammer and sickle, you know, because he's a socialist. And so they're going
at,
what I'm getting at is this, though, is that they will do it, and Joe Biden's going to step in and run for president.
But let's go back to the hammer and sickle. You are assuming that you could be that discreet with an ad and that 90% of the people voting for them would know what in the world that means.
Well, anyway.
That's the problem.
Well,
if you look
Obama,
at this...
Obama could
But Carl, you're dealing with a population out there that they do man-on-the-street questions, and they ask them who Bin Laden is, and the guy wants to know. I think that's the guy that runs the deli around the corner. They don't know what's going on.
You know, 10% of college graduates thought Judge Judy was on the Supreme Court.
Well, there you go.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
For the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish Clark.
I love Thursdays. Best day Thursday of the week.
I love Thursdays, too. It's 49 going up to 56 today with enough rain to keep you busy. You know, running in between the raindrops. That's right. Ooh. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our good friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's. It has every type of coffee at very, very reasonable prices. Cafes, lattes, espressos, any of those things. And, of course, wines and beers and loose tea. loose tea. You know, it's kind of like loose tea, which probably should be fingerprinted in background checks. Go next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. You just walk in and soak up the ambiance and walk out. You know, it's pretty cool. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. I mean, that's where I always buy my lotto tickets, the $400 million, $500 million lotto tickets. I don't waste my time on just $10 million, you know? Do you? I mean,
I don't play the lotto. I don't.
Why?
I just don't.
Somebody's got to win.
Well, there you go.
In this case, it was some farmers Memphis, Tennessee, won $237 million.
That'd be great.
They were pretty happy already, they said.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know what? Share the happiness. Hey, we're here with Corey McCandless and Nathan Parmalee from The Civic.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
Jeff.
Good morning.
How's it going?
You know,
I like
what?
To be here.
Big,
good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Big night Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Thursdays for us are get ready for the weekend day. It's kind of like, pretty much every weekend we're rocking and rolling at the Civic, and so
how many shows do you have there a year?
Well, we have something going on in our building 250 days a year, so that's a scheduled event pretty much, and I think we're probably up to 70 events outside of the school.
Okay,
that happen anywhere from 1 to 5 days or so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, now you got Flash Dance.
Yes. And, last week when I was here, it was great to go over a whole list of shows. And we really, this week, Nathan was coming in. And I just want to introduce Nathan. Nathan, a lot of folks know him. He does booking and marketing and talent buying for the Civic. And he's a really important part of our team and his expertise that he brings to marketing. And we got a chance, Nathan, we were able to send Nathan to Nashville this fall.
Wow.
Yes, all the way from Reading to go to Nashville to go meet all the big wigs in the entertainment industry. But
did
there's
he need an escort?
What's that?
No, not yet.
Oh, darn.
Well, I went to school there. If you need to, Linda, Linda was there for 5 years entertaining. So, if you need,
it helps, for the team.
That's all right. But we're really, and it's the reason is because we want to buy shows. We want to book shows from a local perspective, and so Nathan is building that expertise about the shows that work in our community, how to connect with these tours. The industry is complicated, and getting to get Reading on the map with them and to really motivate them takes relationship, and so that's what he's doing is he's investing in those relationships, and so I just he's going to share about his experience at Flashdance and. Take it away,
well,
Nathan.
Go ahead. One thing that we said was that before, a lot of the artists made their money recording, selling. Mm. And now they're making most of their money touring.
That's actually something that I learned in Nashville. It was the IEBA conference, which is the International Talent Buyers Association. Pardon me there for a minute. And one of the things that was a real eye-opener for me as the industry has changed and as album sales have diminished through this digital age that we're entering in, 10, 15 years ago, tours only represented 30 to 40% of an artist's income. But in today's world, it's actually 80%.
Wow.
So it is a significant, significant change. But it's also made buying artists more challenging. Because they're wanting larger guarantees. They want a cash guarantee regardless of if you sell one ticket or 2,000 tickets, which sometimes is actually where the challenge comes in.
So how many people can we stuff into the Civic?
We have tremendous flexibility in our room. Actually, it's one of the greatest assets of the Reading Civic Auditorium. We can scale our room all the way down to 1,100 seats comfortably where everyone has a great experience and doesn't feel dwarfed by this cavernous room because we're actually able to section off the balconies and create an intimate feeling. Or we can remove all of the seats from the floor, raise the balconies, and actually go up to a capacity of about 2,200 people.
Wow.
And do like a dance party, for example. So we can do a seated Broadway theater show all the way up to a dance event. It's pretty exciting.
So what kind of acts are you pursuing?
We're pursuing all kinds of acts. One of the things that is really important to me is to have a keen understanding of Reading as a market and what what Reading would like more of. So I'm always engaging with people, always engaging in conversations, learning what people want. And then really as we're pursuing talent, as I'm pursuing talent and relationships, I'm pursuing the avenues and the resources that are going to be able to bring to our community really what Reading wants. And a few categories that I've learned that Reading as a market loves is they love great comedians. We brought in some tremendous comedians. We've had Jim Gaffigan. He sold out a show over the summer, had a really successful show in December of 2013. We had Angela Johnson here. She blew it up. We've had George Lopez, Jerry Seinfeld, and we've actually got Jay Leno coming
up. Jay Leno, March 26th.
Right. Yep.
How about the guy with the ventriloquist? I kill you! What about that guy? You know, he's got he's the guy with the, you know, with the the terrorist that's blown himself up by accident. They're all dead.
We'll have to find that one.
Guy is no. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy had a special.
Yeah,
I mean,
Oh,
that would be Jeff Dunham with
Jeff
Ahmed.
Dunham, Ahmed,
Flam.
This guy is great.
He's going on the list.
Okay, Jeff, I mean, this guy plays sold out everywhere, and he's got his terrorist, and he made a mistake. You know, he's I pushed a button.
And any resemblance between his character Walter and Joe Biden is strictly coincidental.
That's right, strictly coincidental. Okay.
Oh, you got to get him on the list.
All right. Anyway.
Well, you know what? I actually just made a note while you guys were chatting, so he is officially on the list.
Do you have, you're trying to figure out, okay, so Reading likes comedians.
Yeah.
They like country, too.
Absolutely.
Country's always going to go.
That was my next.
New,
yep.
Now star.
Emerging.
Old.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Country.
Yep. Yep. Love a great classic country artist, and also loves the emerging newcomers.
Yeah.
In fact, we're getting ready to announce a very cool up-and-coming country band. So we've got some great stuff in the hopper. And then Reading also loves rock and roll. Good old-fashioned classic rock, as well as some of the more contemporary kind of borderline metal. So we've got Shinedown, actually, that's going to be here on March the 6th. And that show is selling super hot, so we're definitely seeing that folks are really excited about Shinedown.
Okay, now I'm going to throw something out here because this is just what I do. One of the problems that I have with musical shows at the Civic Auditorium, mm-hmm. and I kind of have not been going because
okay.
of this, all
Interesting.
Right, is people who buy a seat and then want to stand and shake their booty in my face the whole night.
Yeah, and that's... What we're doing is we're when we put a show on sale where we think that's going to be kind of going on, we're encouraging people to buy seats in areas where, you know, if you might want to be buying a seat in the front of a section, mm-hmm. if you can. And so we're really encouraging folks that high energy shows, the hard thing for us is the artists will often encourage people to stand up and dance.
Yeah.
And so when they do that, we're right there, the cat's out of the bag, and people are going to start dancing, and we can't start telling people to sit down. So we're really encouraging folks, some people love to sit, some people love to dance, find a seat that really works well for you.
But we're also
$55 for a seat, and I'm up on the rise where there's, you know, and then I got two people with large size rear ends standing in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see the stage.
Right, right.
The last show I went to. I mean, I could not see the stage the whole time I was there.
Yep.
Standing up didn't do me any good. And I don't want to stand through the whole show.
And come into the box office and help. Let one of folks help you find a great seat for that.
Okay.
We're also addressing that dynamic, though, in our seating configurations. Because, like, for example, the Shinedown show, the floor itself is all open. There is not a seat.
Yeah, let them go down.
There's not a seat on the floor. So we've created a pit dynamic. So the people that want to stand up and dance can do it right in front of the stage. And the floor capacity is 1,000 people. So that's a lot of folks that can stand and party. And then the people that want to sit can be in the balconies. We've also done this with a couple of our country shows where we've done a partial open floor, so we can do about 450 people right in front of the stage standing, but then
well,
we have the
idea.
Risers where there's no...
Yeah.
And well, I think that's a great idea.
Or can you push them out? If you're going to dance, go out to the on the
course, you can't probably do that. Push them out to the, you know, on the sides.
Well, because the other theater, Cascade Theater, they encourage people, and they won't let them dance in front of the front of the stage. They get them over to the sides. They send their ushers down there, and they make them go out. Now, you're just talking smaller audience. I recognize that. But it, that's an issue with me, and I, sure. Carl can tell you, I got to the point where I don't go because it's really irritating.
But they're, sounds to me like they're addressing it.
I
we are.
Things,
yeah, we are going into the seating plan.
Hey, we want to take a quick break here. We're with Corey McCandless. Who's the, I guess, wait, you're the general manager over there. You're the big guy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. And then, but it's really a team. It's, yeah, there's about there's a team of about 10 full-time folks that right. make everything happen.
And Nathan Parmalee, who is the one who's going to be signing all these.
Marketing director.
Marketing director does all that stuff. Okay, yeah. Here we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here. On Thursday, January the 21st, it's 49 degrees out there, going up to 56 today. It's going to be raining. Get ready. We'll be right back. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Based on the smash hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here Thursday, the 21st of January. 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here on this Thursday. 49 degrees right now, going up to 56 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. It's going to be raining later on today and tomorrow and the next day and all those. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones.
Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning back. Hey, I couldn't agree more with Trish and people jumping up in front of you and shaking their butt in your face. It's always been my experience, and I hate it with a passion, that I don't know what the fad is with this raising your hands, your arms over your head and waving them back and forth. I don't know why people do that. But I've had that happen at like an Oak Ridge Boys concert at the auditorium, and three girls will be in front of me doing that. One, I can't see the people, and then they're singing along to Elvira. I didn't pay $60 to hear them sing Elvira. I want to hear the Oak Ridge Boys sing.
I hear you. I hear. Oh, you're singing my song.
Giddy up, boom, boom.
Yeah, I want to hear Richard do that bass part. I don't need these three altos doing it. It's crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my thoughts on it. I just don't know why people do that. They don't think about anybody in front of them or behind them or next to them.
Well, you know, it's kind of like in a football, baseball, or any game. The first one stands up, then you stand up. And then after that, everybody has to stand
up. But that's the venue wherever you expect everybody
to
stand.
Well, I'm just saying is no matter where it is. Yeah. I mean, do you really expect to go to some of these music, high rock music shows to sit down?
And everybody sits with their hands.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what they're about. Anyway, but I know, Coach, by what you mean. I know when you were dancing to Glenn Miller, y'all did not do that, you know.
Hey, I never danced. I'm not that old, Colonel. Knock it off.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Hey, goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, Nathan. Big, yes. big show.
Yes.
Sunday.
Flash Dance the Musical. So, you know, one of the really important genres to our community is Broadway. And we've had some incredible Broadway shows that have come to the Reading Civic Auditorium, and so we want to keep that trend going. And so I had an opportunity to go and see an incredible show in Sacramento a little over a year ago, and it was Flashdance the Musical. And of course, you know, I remember the movie, and I remember it was a big deal, you know, back in the early 80s, and was like, oh, okay, that sounds kind of cool. I'll go check out the show. I was floored. I was absolutely floored. I'm sitting there in the community theater in Sacramento, and I'm just like, wow, this show's incredible. We've got to get this to Reading. So I went to work, you know, talking to the agent, you know, looking at avails, looking at routing, and we were able to make it happen. So I'm really, really excited. It's an incredible show. The professionalism of the cast, the choreography, the dancing, the sets are amazing. They do this incredible live water scene that will just completely blow your mind. Flashdance the Musical has played in prestigious venues all over the United States of America, as well as the United Kingdom, even including London's acclaimed West End. It's an incredible show. It's an award-winning show, critically acclaimed. The show is going to feature all of the hits from the movie, all the
wow.
hits that everybody
wow.
loves, including the Academy Award-winning title song, Flashdance, What a Feeling. So it really is going to be what a feeling. People are going to come. They're going to feel inspired. If you love to feel inspired,
it's a great time.
I love a good musical. No. I mean,
absolutely.
Oh my God.
It's not just a good musical. It's a person that's overcoming adversity.
That's
it's
right.
It's a love story. And it's just great dancing and singing,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that's going to be this Sunday.
Yes.
And you can
Sunday.
Still get tickets.
Absolutely.
By going to?
You want to go to readingcivic.com.
This is important. ReadingCivic.com.
Don't go to any other website. If you're going to any other website, you might be paying too much for your tickets. So you want to go to ReadingCivic.com. We have some great seats still open. We have some great seats on the main floor.
Or you can come.
You can also call the box office or stop by. Our box office is open Tuesday to Friday, 11 to 5. And the phone number at the box office is 229-0022.
There you go.
So they can totally hook you up.
Okay, now people are asking, what else, you know, what other great acts do you have coming here? And I've got them all written down here.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, you've got
We've got Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe coming up in February. We've got the Bridal Show coming back. C.S. Lewis Screwtape Letters will be in March the 4th. That's another theatrical masterpiece. The show stays true to C.S. Lewis, and the critics are just raving about how incredible this show is. If you want to become more familiar with it, you want to hit readingcivic.com. We've got a great promotional video there, and you can check it out. We have an incredible metal band, Shinedown, coming March the 6th. Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt.
Okay, now, we've already had comments in here about Marina McKennitt.
Yep.
And they said, I need to check if Lorena is sold out already.
No, she's not sold out. We do have, we do still have some great seats to see her. Yeah, there are a lot of folks that are really, really excited. She's coming. Yeah. And once again, we're just thrilled.
Celtic Sensation.
Celtic Sensation. She has an, it's going to be a trio performance. Her music is so beautiful, and her voice is just stunning. So we're really excited about her. We've got Jay Leno in the house. He's going to be here March 26th.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Jay's a cool guy.
Yeah, March, you know, wouldn't that be cool? Get him. I mean, he's probably one of those guys that kind of like come rolls in here that evening and does a show and he leaves the next day because he lives probably down in someplace in L.A.
Yeah, and the nice thing is I've been talking with Cool April Nights, and I think we're on tap. If weather's good, we're going to do a show and shine for a few hours and do a whole pre-party with food and drink and everything on the side. And I think, you know, that time of the year, it's going to be a great way to come out and have a, you know, just a full experience. And hopefully he'll be able to connect and with some of our local folks and with our
Jay Leno's coming during Cool April Nights?
No, we're going to do a show and shine before his show with the Cool April Nights.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was going to go.
Some of those,
that's a nightmare.
Yeah, some of their vehicles.
Why don't we just have him? I tell you what, why don't we just tell him to ride his Harley up? And we'll just escort him up.
There you go. Yeah.
Patriot Guard riders and all this can be riding with him and, you know, do all those things.
Well, it sounds
like some really, really, really great shows coming in here.
Well, and I want to just throw in one thing, because this is a new direction that the Civic Auditorium has taken in the last few years. And for a lot of people, there was a lot of controversy involved with the city not operating it and going away and the contract and all of those things. And I think it's delightful to know that they made the right decision. Obviously, this is working not only for the college and Bethel, but it's also working for the community.
That's
because
right.
We're getting great shows in here now and really getting some great entertainment and really making really good use. Not to say that they and all the improvements that have been made over at the Civic Auditorium because of this. So I think kudos are in line for what's happened over there.
Thanks, and thanks for recognizing that. You know, the improvements are up to $600,000
exactly.
So far. And that doesn't include what the city's been able to do with our rent money that we've been paying. You know, that's on top of it. So, and the other thing is we're operating as a management company. That's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to be, you know, that's why we're connecting with these outside organizations. You know, I connect with the International Venue Managers Association, and Nathan is connecting with promotion and agencies. And so we're really trying to do that. We're trying to up our game, and even just from an event management perspective of serving the local events that happen. And like the Turtle Bay, or like the Library Foundation joined us this year. And we're working to make that, you know, a next level event for them, that they bring more people to their event, they raise more money, we bring in more lights, and we make the event look better. So we're really trying to do that. That's our goal for every customer that comes in.
Well, and I just wanted to bring that, you know, we're always great to jump on people when they make wrong decisions and get all over them and let something last forever. Unfortunately, as a community or as a people, sometimes we have big controversies. It works out really well, and then we never bring it up again. So I think it's good to say this was a good decision. The community struggled with it, and you guys have done a really good job of taking it and bringing it to the next step and beyond.
I remember having all the Bethel hierarchy in here.
I remember this was huge.
That?
Oh.
And they asking them questions.
The world was coming to an end.
Asking them questions that they hadn't even come up. Like, so Linda says, so does this mean the best little whorehouse in Texas is never going to play at the Civic? And it was just silence there for a minute. And they go, well, no, it doesn't mean that. They had to think, but they had to think, you know, this. But they were still going through how it was going to work. The group, the management group, had not been formed.
Sure.
So it was all that stuff. But what they managed to do, though, for this community is save $1 million a year right off the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right off the top, and keep the place open. Do $600,000 worth of improvements and bring in all these great shows. So Flash
Dance. It's been a win-win.
Linda and I'll be there. I'll just be trying to keep her from getting on the stage and singing What a Feeling. But that's this weekend, this Sunday, and you can still get tickets by going to ReadingCivic.com or calling the box office at 229-0022 or stopping by the box office. So you know what? There's still time to get there.
Absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor for Flashdance Musicals, Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've been really incredible, and we appreciate their support.
Yep. Yeah.
Good people over there. Okay. Anyway,
all right.
Thanks a lot, guys. And we're going to keep this, you know, keep
the Civic up in the forefront so that we can get a lot of people there.
Thank you.
And because you know what, we need this. You know, it's like museums. You need
absolutely
a venue where there's just, you know, there's great entertainment coming through here, and you know, kind of have people reach out and kind of expand their horizons some.
And I'm delighted to hear you've addressed that situation,
I'll be
trying it one more time.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Glad to help you out.
Corey McCandless and Nathan Parmalee of the Civic Auditorium. We'll be right back with Doug Wright, newest candidate for the Republican nomination for the House of Representatives. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since July.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid went up by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 293,000. The four-week average increased to 285,000, the highest since April. The unemployment benefits figures are volatile following the winter holidays when many temporary retail employees are laid off. Meanwhile, global financial markets have plunged since the year began over fears that world economic growth is slowing.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The National Weather Service says people from the Appalachians to Philadelphia should get ready for some strong winds, power outages, and a lot of snow. And just in case the snow goes a little farther to the north, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the Department of Sanitation there is geared up for a lot of snow.
There'll be 2,300 workers per shift. 579 salt spreaders will be pre-deployed on Friday evening. And we have 303,000 tons of rock salt on hand.
Meanwhile, Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service says once that snow begins to melt, or where it's just a little bit warmer when it comes out, that could lead to some flooding.
We are expecting a widespread moderate coastal flooding with this storm, with some perhaps major coastal flooding.
Some areas around the Interstate 95 corridor could get 16 inches of snow. House Republicans have subpoenaed Treasury Secretary Jack Lew to turn over documents related to subsidies given to some enrollees in Obamacare.
Payments that critics argue are illegal because they were given without the approval of Congress. The subpoenas follow repeated requests by two House committees for documents related to the payments. The administration's refused to turn over the documents, arguing the case is currently the subject of a lawsuit, and turning over the material could compromise the litigation.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Witness the true story of a spiritual awakening that saved a high school and shook a city.
I'm asking you right now to stand up and make a decision to change.
Experience One Hope.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win,
one truth
on this day,
one way,
they will.
Woodlawn. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In stores now on Blu-ray and DVD.
The world's largest retailer is making good on its pledge to invest more in its workforce as most of Walmart's U.S. employees are about to get a raise.
The retailer says more than 1.2 million hourly workers will get pay hikes. Walmart will also provide basic short-term disability at no cost to full-time hourly workers, and it will allow workers to accrue paid time off as they earn it. Walmart raised its base employee wages for 500,000 workers to $9 an hour last April, and it's increasing hourly pay to at least $10 starting next month.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Stock's been slightly higher than lower so far this morning, a day after a sharp decline was triggered by, once again, lower oil prices in international trading. Energy stocks did recover some ground early today as the price of crude oil stabilized. Oil prices fell yesterday to their lowest level since May of 2003. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dozens of makers of medicines and diagnostic tests have joined together now in an unprecedented effort to tackle so-called superbugs, and we get more on that from correspondent Keith Peters.
Superbugs are infections that increasingly don't respond to drugs and threaten millions of people in countries rich and poor. Altogether, 74 drug makers, 11 makers of diagnostic tests, and 9 industry groups have signed an agreement to work together and with governments to prevent and improve treatment of drug-resistant infections. Many common infections no longer respond to conventional drugs, mainly due to overuse of antibiotics, few new drugs to fight bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi, and declining industry research in the field.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says his plan for a government-run health care system from cradle to grave is like Medicare for all. There would be zero copays, he says, and most dental care would be included. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 21st of January, 2016. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room if you want to put comments in, you know, without calling in.
Okay, and it's 49 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for mostly cloudy and rain likely by this evening. Heavy rain and a low of 46 tonight. Heavy rain all day tomorrow and all Friday night. Up to 3/4 of an inch rain during that storm. Really, really heavy at sometimes. By Saturday, we're looking for a high of 52 and showers. All through the weekend, we're looking for showers, so better get a boat handy. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. A locally owned, locally operated business here in the gun business. Have any type of gun that you could possibly want, revolvers, semi-automatics, long guns, and all the shooting accessories, be they optics or rangefinders, ways to carry your weapons, classes for concealed carry, for hunter safety. They pride themselves on customer service, and I can tell you this, John Bastiani and his crew are just great down there. That's where I buy my guns, Bastiani Arms.
Stop in. Girl can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. Yesterday, our guest made an announcement. Doug Wright's here with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Thank you for having me in.
Now, this was not a complete secret.
It was probably the worst kept secret in the area.
I was going, well, I mean, because you've been, you know, you've talked about this for a bit.
And, been but doing just your homework case, for a while.
Yeah, in case people don't know, is that yesterday you put yourself in the ring to run for election this year for the 1st Congressional District against the Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
I did. And we you're right. We have been looking at this for a while. We weren't sure we wanted to make the sacrifice. We have small kids, and I have a business. It just took a while to make the decision. And once we really got serious about it, then we officially became an exploratory committee to see if there really was an opportunity here. Yesterday, we made it official.
Okay. So tell us about Doug Wright.
I'm a local guy. I was born and raised here, born at Mercy Hospital. My family has been here for, you know, many, many generations. My great-great-grandparents were married here in 1880. So we have deep, deep roots to the community. Grew up in Bernie, graduated from Bernie High School, logging family, cattle family, and we pretty much fit right in.
And you live in Shasta County now?
Yep, we live in Millville.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the big question is, you're a Republican.
I am a Republican.
Is why are you running?
I'm running because we are not represented effectively right now. The thing that I have my own opinions originally, being involved in a lot of the different organizations around town, I saw a lot of players at the table, whether it was from the city or county, business community, philanthropies, state-level people. We never saw the federal representatives there, and that's the biggest animal. You know, the federal government's involved in our daily lives, whether we like it or not. So we need engagement, and I just wasn't seeing that. So as I talked to a lot of folks around the district, not just in Reading, not just Shasta County, but throughout the district, and the response was the same. I was hearing it from all industries, whether it was from, you know, service industry, education, to ranching and farming and rice. People are dissatisfied. They don't know what he's doing, and they weren't happy. So that was, you know, the sort of a combination of a lot of different things is why I decided to run.
Have you ever run for office before?
Not officially. In college, I was student body president, but that doesn't really count.
Well, sure it does. I mean, well, unless you were, like, you know, buying votes with kegs of beer or something. But, which
is college, that could have happened.
Well, which is kind of a lower level than
of
you know,
what they're
than
doing
than
now.
Now. I mean, it's, you know, it's a kind of an entry-level politics.
Sure.
How do you plan on doing this? I mean, you've got a guy that's, I mean, he's a Republican in a district that got
65%.
Yeah, 65% of the people voted for him. How do you plan to, you know, is my first question. The second question is always how.
Well, we have a team, and the support locally has been tremendous. A large number of folks in the business community locally have come out and said, we're behind you 100%. Whatever you need, we'll be happy to help you. And, of course, we have our consultants. You can't get in this arena without folks that know exactly what they're doing. So that's how we're going to do it. We're building coalitions, getting out to the different groups, you know, across party lines. I'm talking to everybody. I'm not, you know, someone that's going to, you know, disagree with someone and then walk away. We'll sit down and talk about what we have in common.
Do you have major businesses who are actually willing to put their name out there behind yours?
Well, how would you define major?
Well, people who carry some clout who are willing. The issue always gets down to, you know, they're willing to do anything they can behind the scenes, but they don't want to take, and this starts way down at the dog catcher level.
Sure.
You know, they don't want to put their name out there because the incumbent has the advantage, and if I go out and really get out on the line here with Doug Wright and the incumbent stays in office, then I'm going to have a hard time with my business and what I'm trying to do after the fact. And that's just reality.
Sure. Well, you know, folks like Ed Rollman and Steve Gaines at C.R. Gibbs, Ed's a tremendous leader in our community.
Absolutely.
And
Ed's
behind me 100%. I know
those,
I have.
Those are good names. The important part.
Yep. And Ed Bond, he's a big supporter of mine. Which, you know, is
that's pretty carries some clout.
Ed Bond is
exactly.
He's Ed Bond.
Yes, he is.
You know, when he's in the room, people know he's there.
Uh-huh.
So to have people like that behind me is very helpful.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Our guest is Doug Wright. He is now running for Congress officially against a Republican, running against another Republican, the incumbent Douglas Lamoff. You know, and so people are already writing things, Doug and Doug, and I'm saying, okay, guys,
we're gonna have to go by last name.
Let's go by Doug L or Doug W here, because you know when you're asking questions,
just remember the right Doug.
The right Doug. Okay.
All right, well, that's a great line. I'm sure we're going to see that on a sign someplace.
You will.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's like 13 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top, or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, it's the 21st of January, 2016. 49 degrees out there, going up to 56 today with a big chance of rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. The segment of the show is brought to you by View 202, and Linda is singing there this Sunday from 11:30 to 1:30 with her jazz trio. Out there, come on out and have a great brunch. Get your eggs Benedict or sausage Benedict or great salmon Benedict. Benedict or any other type of thing you can possibly imagine out there at View 202. And again, she'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. They have all types of great deals going on out there, of course. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. Probably not going to be out on the veranda, but they'll be there's plenty of room
but
in there.
But it's a
inside.
Nice venue inside, it and it's great.
It's good. It
great
is really good.
Have
people
Sunday
have
brunch.
A great time. So she'll be singing there this Sunday at View 202. We're here with Doug Wright, Republican candidate for Congress, running against the incumbent Republican. This, you know, it's interesting. You know, kind of, you know what? I think that everybody should be challenged in every seat. I find it really strange. You know, like this year for the Board of Supervisors, Leonard Modi's running. The only person I see running against him so far is his whole party. His whole platform is based on legalizing marijuana. I'm not sure how it's going to appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all the producers around here like it. Pretty cool. You know, they think it's cool. But
and I think that's true. That's how we hold them accountable. And it's not it's not an accepted thing for an incumbent to have a challenge from someone in their own party.
Yeah.
However, it should be. If there's another Republican in the crowd that wants to run, they should be able to come out and present their platform.
Okay. So when you said that you cross party, so obviously you're going to the Democrats who feel like they haven't had a voice in government.
I'm talking to everybody. They're each and every person in this district is a voter, and if they're if they want to talk, then I'm happy to sit down and talk to them.
And once you're elected, you represent them all.
True.
And whether they voted for you or supported you, now you're their representative, and a good representative is going to put all that election stuff behind them and not worry about whether that person supported them during the campaign.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. Some of the complaints that we've heard about our current representative, that you're running for office and you're making all kinds of promises. Do you feel when you get into that office that you have to follow through on the promises you've made?
Well, the only two promises I'm going to make are that, one, I'm going to work harder than you've ever seen anybody work. And the second is that I'm never going to forget where I came from, literally or figuratively. I grew up in Bernie. I grew up in a working class logging family. If you didn't work, you better get started on it because there was consequences. So those are the two promises that I'm ever going to make. And, you know, life changes. New issues come up. And issues come and go. So, you know, I can't make any certain promises on certain issues because life evolves.
Well, and not only that, the oath you take kind of dictates that you're supposed to have all of the information before you make a decision on any particular issue. And probably as you're running for office, you really don't have all the information until you actually get into the thick of it.
That's true.
There's a lot of questions rolling through here.
I bet there is.
Okay, let's start with this one here. Doug LaMalfa's vote on the TPA was the last straw. How do you feel about that? What's your stance on the TPA, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the agreement?
I haven't developed an opinion on that yet, so that's my answer.
Okay. When you say you want to, you know, what kind of business would you try to bring back here to this region, the 1st Congressional District?
Well, I think from my perspective, one of the essential roles of government is infrastructure. So we need to look at roads, highways, bridges. And a highway that we really don't have enough or adequate access to is fiber, high-speed internet access. We have folks out, my neighbors out in Millville, that don't have internet access at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad statement. They
and don't want you to put up a cell tower anywhere near them.
Yeah, not in my backyard. So these are, you know, types of projects that we should be getting here. Everybody's paying into the system, but our return on that investment has been very weak at best.
They're talking about now about the TPA and TPP here. Here's what the budget. We keep raising the debt ceiling. We are in deep, deep trouble as far as how much money that we have in unfunded liabilities in this nation. And we keep adding on to it. We've doubled the national debt and all this. How do you feel about that? Would you support raising the debt ceiling?
No, I don't think that that's helpful. What I think is helpful is putting people back to work. I don't believe in raising taxes. What I believe is putting people back to work and through production. That's how you get the economy back moving. That's how you get the debt paid down.
Would you support dropping the tax rate for businesses?
Yes. Yeah,
and so we've got one of the highest tax rates of the civilized world. So I think it's the second highest. Would you support dropping that then to get companies back here,
yes,
industries back into this country?
Absolutely.
What would you do if they still didn't come back?
A lot of different ways to handle that. If they come, you incentivize them to come back, just like incentivizing investment locally. If they don't come back, then ultimately the free market will punish them for that. You know, if they're going to continue to manufacture or do business outside of our country, outside of our borders,
mm-hmm,
then the tax rate, they're going to pay a price for that through the tax rates. If they come back here, I mean, any smart business person is going to know that if you can cut your overhead, which taxes are part of the overhead, if you can cut that, then it's a better and smarter move.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Super. Do you have a question for Doug?
I do. A quick question for him. This is nothing personal because I don't know Mr. Wright. I don't know him from anybody. So explain to me or convince me why we should send another lawyer to Washington, D.C., and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the question. That's a good question. I've been asked that a lot. And, you know, the thing is, from my background, I have the ability to look at issues through a different lens. I'm trained in the legal world to look at legislation, to understand how it's written. And more importantly, as a lawyer, I know how it affects the business community. I know how the law affects people. I've seen both sides of it. I know how it's written, and I know the consequence of it. So, you know, a lot of times there are unintended consequences to laws. And as a lawyer, I can look at it from both sides and say, well, you know what, we can tweak it here, or we can or take it all the way down and redo it. And this is how we make it work for us, because laws are going to exist either way. So we might as well make them work for us.
there's an initiative right now by Orrin Hatch and another to change the type of laws we have. We've had, I think there's like 5,000 different federal laws that can, you know, impact on you, and it's gone up like 500 a year for the last, you know, 3 years or something. But about holding people blameless if they did things by accident. In other words, you find a skull in the out in the woods, and you pick it up and you take it into the forest ranger, and then you find out that it was part of you're in an area,
archaeological,
but nobody knows that. And so then you get arrested for disturbing that. I mean, they're trying to change that. So if you do something not out of meanness or purposefully like that, you're not going to be held responsible. Would you support something like that?
Well, I think that's probably an example of a law that doesn't necessarily the intended consequence is not the result. What they're doing there is, and what I mean by that is that the arrest is, the law's created to prevent something from happening. For example, they don't want people to go out there and on purpose destroy artifacts,
right?
Historical spots. That's the point. If someone does it on accident, well, we need to adjust that law so that, you're right, maybe there is a defense to that. That, look, it wasn't, you know, there was no malintent on the person's part. Because there's in any criminal prosecution, there's always two components, whether you thought you were committing a crime and if you actually did commit the crime. You have to have both of those, and it, that's how you analyze it.
You know, there's a lot of questions rolling through here that you guys ought to be capturing some of this, Mike, on over there. I think we're and I think you can go back and capture some of these off the chat room, but there's some really good questions here, and it's going by so fast. Here's a question here. Who do you support for president?
You know, I haven't made an opinion on that yet. I like a lot of qualities of a lot of the different candidates. You know, having studied political science in college, it's incredibly intriguing to watch what's happening. All of the experts have been proven wrong time and time again. It's fascinating to see what's happening. I think this is a real, you know, time in American history of
what. Would you agree that we have a Republican slate where we have a lot of good choices for the first time in a long time?
I agree with that, and with new ideas, new approaches, different approaches, and that's always good to mix it up. And any time that you can refresh things, it's generally a good idea.
Well, and from my point of view, anybody on that slate is better than what we got.
I don't disagree.
Okay, how do you? I'm going to give you a break here just for a second. What would you, because I've got a list of questions here that everybody, you know, everybody pretty much knows how to, they're already chewing on the phone. Yeah, that pretty much knows how, you know, the congressman feels. But you're wanting to take that spot. So they've got lots of questions about how you feel.
Sure.
And when you just make your announcement and, you know, you've had a couple of answers, well, I haven't got I don't have really a stance on that yet. That makes people uneasy, as you could probably guess.
Sure.
But there's a lot of other questions coming through here. But I'm going to take a quick break right now and try and capture most of these questions. But I want you to tell me what you want to accomplish in that first 6 months.
Sure.
You know, if you get elected, what do you want to accomplish in that first 6 months? Then we're going to go into all these questions.
Sounds good.
We're here with Doug Wright, who is running for the Republican nomination for the 1st Congressional District here. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It's 8:27 in the morning, 49 degrees, going up to 56 today, lots of rain. Hang on and keep your questions coming. We're going to be asking all of them in the next half hour.
It's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Based on the smash hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is here, my girl. My Thursday girl.
Yeah, I love Thursdays. It's a great day. We've got a great guest here with us this morning.
8:31 in the morning here, 49 degrees going out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. It took me a long time to get all that hair off my head. And I was down. I was just like,
they left a little.
Left a little. Thank you very much. And it's a veteran-owned business right there off of Athens Avenue. It's Man's Last Stronghold. If you want to find out anything that's going on in this town, go to Cypress Square Barbershop.
So I can just hang out.
Sometimes just hang out. I read the Car and Track. You know, they got every type of magazine there. But no, none of those ones you would call offensive.
No Vanity Fair.
Well, Cosmo was in there, but it was too sexual for everybody in there. Cosmo was. Okay. You've got people now arguing and saying, hey, he can't know the answer to everything. Others saying he better know the answer to everything. So we're here with Doug Wright, who is running for the Republican nomination for Congress here against an incumbent Republican. One of the questions, let's talk with, start with local here, Klamath and the dam. Oh, wait a minute. I tell you what, let's go to the phones first. Bruce has been waiting. Bruce, thank you for waiting.
Yes, I have one question for Mr. Wright. Where does he stand on the state of Jefferson? Potentially it'll get to Congress for a vote, and it's a big issue with a lot of us here in the North State. It shows how frustrated the people are with what's going on in the state of California and nationally. It's kind of why Mr. Trump is so popular and Mr. Cruz is so popular. So I'll take my answer off the air, but it is a big issue.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. That's a good question. It's a question that I've had from a lot of people, actually. I love the idea of the state of Jefferson. It's all American. You know, we strike out there, go out on your own, do your thing. I'm not sure that it's feasible at this point. Economically, I think we would struggle. I think the numbers show that, for the amount of money that we put into the state of California, we get a significant amount back in return. So I think that's the first problem. The bigger problem is the regulation. A lot of the regulation that frustrates folks is federal. You're not going to get away from that. So my response would be, look, let's go back to Washington and work on those regulations that are troublesome. And I think a lot of frustration comes out of a feeling that they don't have any representation back there. And let's start there. And maybe down the road it's possible. But right now, let's put the work in first.
Okay, let's go into this one. The illegal immigration problem we're facing right now in our country. What are your thoughts on that?
First thing we need to do is secure our borders. You know, I mean, it's more than just illegal immigration. We have a tremendous drug problem coming across the borders. So one is secure the borders. Two, the folks are here, so we've got to deal with that. The first step is you know, identify who they are because they're hiding. I'm not suggesting a pathway to citizenship. I'm suggesting a pathway to status so we know who's here. That's the first step. You know, some folks have said, well, let's just deport every one of them. Well, you know, I've done evictions, and you know how hard it is to get one family out of a house here? You know, it is a huge process. And don't think for one second that if you try to deport every person that's here, that the ACLU is not going to make this thing, you know, the biggest lawsuit in the history of the world. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
So do you believe that it's here illegally? And I guess you could break them into different groups, like ones that were brought here when they were 6 months old or others that came across the border 3 weeks ago. I mean, is it nobody leaves? Or groups of them leave if they're lawbreakers, they go, but
that's how you have to. I think that, from in my opinion, that's how you look at it. You have your group of folks that are here; they've gone through the system. They're in process. Then you have the group that's not. So, in either of those two groups, if someone's a criminal, and not just because they're here illegally, if someone's a criminal, they need to go home. And by criminal, I mean violent crimes, selling drugs, things like that. They need to go. Allow the process to move for the folks that are here that are documented. Let them do the thing. And I have friends that have gone through the process. I understand how frustrating it is.
So it's 3 years.
Yeah.
So have I.
Yeah. And you know,
sometimes longer.
For the folks that are in the group that didn't come here legally, for example, the kids that were brought here when they were young, and you know, we need to have a way to get them into the system, not necessarily onto citizenship right away, but at least get them into the system so we know who they are. We can keep track. They're here. We need to start with that.
A legal status is different than citizenship, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
But again, the first key to that whole thing is to seal the border and stop the process at some point.
Correct.
And then perhaps start enforcing the laws that are on the books.
Does that include
exactly.
Because that takes care of a lot of those issues.
Yep.
Does that include a wall or a fence, depending on if you're Hillary or Trump?
Part of that is having a fence and a wall. I mean, that's how
you have to seal the border. That's how you keep them out.
That's how you do it. And you know, good fences make good neighbors. And that's, you know, you've got to secure your
surroundings. We lock our doors. That's how we keep the bad people out.
Yeah.
Questions coming in on the Klamath and the Sisk River dams.
That's a real travesty for our district right now. You know, those folks up there have been fighting for decades. They had finally cut a deal. Everybody was at the table. Everyone was satisfied enough to move the ball forward. And it looks like it's just purely a political move, and the whole thing's going to fall apart.
Do you know, when people have asked about questions about funding, of course, when you're incumbent, you've got funds.
Correct.
You're starting from scratch.
Correct.
Where do you believe your funding is going to come from?
Locally. We're fundraising, and the money is coming in. I'll tell you that much.
Is there other spots, too? I mean, is it a national effort that money's coming in here?
We will have a joint fundraising committee with two other candidates. They're not candidates yet, but if they decide to run, there'll be a national effort to raise money. But
perhaps organizations like Tea Party organizations, those kind of groups?
There's going to be a nationwide movement for change, and that's going to be part of it. The vast majority of our money that we're going to be raising is local.
And there's no question. I mean, as you indicated, as we talked earlier, we have the population coming forward supporting candidates like Trump and like Ted Cruz and those people who obviously are not part of the Washington cartel, the establishment Republican Party. And they're drawing from everywhere. That's got to be part of what would drive your campaign and other campaigns.
Part of it.
People are tired of what's happening.
People are tired of it. And, you know, what I like about fundraising locally is you're getting investment from the local folks in the district. You're getting buy-in. And when people want to help you, And that's where we're raising money is locally.
Well, and what you're raising money to get the votes. The bottom line is the vote. So the guy that gives you $5 is going to vote for you.
Absolutely. And
you know,
$5 is $5.
There
that's,
you go.
That's bumper stickers and that's buttons. And, you know, that $5 still means a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
We have people in the chat room here from Amsterdam or from the Netherlands asking questions about...
I can only imagine.
Which, no, I mean, it's,
we
no,
do actually do have.
No, we do have. We have. Yeah, no, yeah. No, we get people from all over the world come in here about the tax plans. You know, taxes are a big thing. We talked about how you'd reduce taxes for business if they bring their companies back to the United States. Everybody has their own tax plan. Carson and Trump and Cruz. Which one of those would you say that you agree with? Do you believe in a flat tax?
I prefer a flat tax. It makes it a lot easier. We could cut out a lot of the red tape and bureaucracy of the IRS.
Everybody, not just the rich, pay their fair share.
They pay their fair share.
So flat tax. You would support something like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think we can all agree that no one likes to pay taxes.
Somebody said they didn't understand your question on the Klamath and Sisk River dams. Are you for taking them down or for keeping them up?
What I'm for is, if I was in Doug LaMalfa's shoes currently, I would get to the table and say, let's get this deal done. If there's congressional action needed, then let's do it. We have all of the parties in agreement. And the old saying goes is that if everybody is unhappy with the agreement, then it's a great agreement for everybody.
You're absolutely right.
So let's get this done. And what's he do? Nothing. You know, I mean, the congressional inaction on this part, the concerns expressed about, you know, oh, well, where's the power going to come from that we're losing on the grid? Well, PacifiCorp said we'll get it from Oregon, and we can get it from Salt Lake City. It's 2%. They can make up for that. Not a problem. The irrigation for the farmers comes from much further upstream. These are just issues that it's purely political because a perceived support network in Siskiyou County on LaMalfa's part. That's what's happening here.
The federal government owns most of the land west of the Mississippi.
Yes.
Including 97% of some counties and vast majorities in states. Would you support a movement to return this land back to the states?
Sure. I think that, you know, the local officials should have the say in what happens. I'm a firm believer in local authority.
So you would support having a lot of this BLM land and other lands returned to the state's control.
Absolutely. I like I said, I'm a firm believer in local authority, and I think we know what is best for us.
A lot of people feel like that if we would get back, if we could get the Congress to concentrate on reestablishing the use of our Constitution, i.e. put the powers back in the hands of the Congress that they have deliberately turned over to the executive branch with their continuing resolutions, not doing appropriate funding bills. And somebody needs to make that as a priority, other than Senator Cruz, to go back to operating under the Constitution as adopted, not as turned over with just lack of will to get involved.
Yep.
Could you get behind I mean, how strong are you on the importance of our Constitution?
Well, it's our guiding document. It's what we were founded upon. And,
that's the problem. It is.
Yeah.
We're operating under
now.
A Constitution.
Correct.
That has been adjusted by courts and actions by the Congress themselves, who have chosen to give up the power of the purse, who have chosen to give up their right to make laws. They're making laws. The executive branch and the czars are making laws back there.
And, which is unfortunate. That's not what was intended.
There's a movement within the Congress now, that very conservative branch, to start addressing those issues. Would you be a part of something like that?
Hopefully. That's the plan. If we get elected, then that's what we're going
to
do.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Doug Wright?
I do. I have very quickly. First of all, the state of Jefferson, sir. Just to let you know, the Legislative Analysis Office declared Jefferson when Tim Draper did the six states, which was just 11 counties, and by the way, there are 21 counties, which would all be in your district, every one of them, have signed declarations either by the Board of Supervisors or by the citizens themselves. Shasta County has literally tens of thousands of signatures, number one. Number two, the LAO report said that 11 counties, not including Placer, not including Nevada, and El Dorado counties that have a lot of money, would still be financially feasible. So your remark about it not be more money going out than coming in just isn't true, according to the Legislative Analysis Office in the government of the United States. Number three, immigration totally impacts people here. It is important. There can't be a free pathway because, as you know, the problem we have up here is representation in our state. The representation being based upon the appropriation of senators and the appropriation of assemblymen based upon census, not upon voters, which means if we have 12 million illegals, they can be counted as people. Therefore, those people, those areas, get more representation than we do. So really and truly, we can't have an ABLM, anybody but LaMalfa. We do need gentlemen who are going to run that are going to be serious. Understand your strength will be Placer County, Nevada County, Siskiyou County, Tehama County, not just Shasta County. And by the way, Trish made a very good point about people backing you. What about the ranchers? What about the farmers? I know personally that we work with probably 200 of them that are large ranchers and farmers with Jefferson, and those folks need to have answers, not just the right word or the pandering. But appreciate your running. Hope you do a good job. But just would love to hear you be a little more direct, a little more have really a plan rather than just generalities where I haven't thought about that yet.
Is there a question there, Kerry?
Thank you.
Kerry, is there a question there?
Yeah, the question is, what does he think about those things? How does he figure he's going to stop the reappropriation? How does he figure he's going to stop illegal immigration? How does he feel he's going to stand about the TPA? And how does he think that government brings back jobs? How does government bring back jobs to get in the way of it? You're right about the regulations. How do we stop that?
Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
There's a lot of questions there.
That's why we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is a quarter till 9 here on the 21st. We have Doug Wright, Republican candidate for Congress, running against incumbent. We'll be right back.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer. Go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 33.
This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center.
On Saturday, January 30th at 7:30, it's in the cage.
Full contact fighting,
no limits.
Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding.
amateur, title, and pro fights.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, January 30th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now.
Online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 33 at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to winriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Trish Clark.
Absolutely.
Tell us what the weather's going to be.
The weather is going to be cloudy this afternoon and going to rain and heavy rain all day tomorrow and through into Saturday. Lots of rain. The weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, as always. 365-3793.
Lions Heat and Air is bringing us this segment. Serving the North State for over 23 years up here in the Northern California region, with the voted best of the best of show here in 2015. If you've got an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of heating or cooling system, they're there. We use them. We are very happy to use Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Doug Wright, who has just yesterday made his announcement that he is running for Congress as Republican in this district against the incumbent. We got people on the phone, but I want to ask this question about the Second Amendment.
I'm a firm believer.
Any restrictions?
I'm comfortable with necessary and reasonable background checks. I think that, you know, there are some people in our society that, you know, I don't want a crazy person to have a firearm.
I don't want a felon to have a firearm.
I don't want a felon to have a firearm.
So I don't want to have a felon. I don't want to have a crazy person or any of that stuff. But
I think that the definition of crazy, that's where I think we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what if someone has just gone in because they're a little depressed and suddenly they're mentally unhealthy and they can't own a firearm? That's the problem.
It's danger. It's a sliding. It's a, you know. Some people say there's no such thing as a slippery slope. You can stop things.
Yeah.
I think that when you start taking away rights,
which they already have.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you support a reciprocal carry national?
Sure.
National law that if you can carry in one state, you can carry in other states.
Absolutely.
Like,
I think,
like driving.
Yeah. Although, you know, I think the problem comes up is that becomes sort of a federal government overreach.
Oh, like they haven't done that. This is one place we'll let them.
Yeah. And that's the problem, yeah. Is how do you get everybody on board?
So, again, on states' rights.
Yeah, getting back to states' rights, what's local, what's important to local folks. But I think that probably across the board, you're going to find a lot of support for that type of an issue where, you know, it's a similar in the practice of law or practice of medicine where you have licensing. There's reciprocity between different states. Why can't we do that with firearms?
Yeah, exactly, because if you've gone through a background check and you've and it's a federal background check, or even if you've gone through a local background check and you're okay, it's ludicrous to think that you can't get in your motorhome and carry a gun or a car from one side of the country to the other.
Yep, and if you can get it here in California, then you should be able to get it anywhere, because we have the toughest law anywhere.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Henry.
For the Mr. Wright there.
Okay.
You had mentioned that the amount of federal land that was under the control of the federal government in the western states particularly, would you be open to opening something that compares to the 1872 Homestead Act or the 1920 Land Desert Act to open this and put it on the tax rolls? Would that make sense to you?
You mean granting or selling the property? Is that what you're
mm-hmm.
asking?
Turn it back to the people.
Individuals.
Well, my opinion is that it should be turned back to the states and to the counties. And if that's what the locals want to do, then I don't see any problem with that. I'm not sure why the government needs to own the real property in the first place.
Then something you might want to consider. I've got to run right now, but be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Henry.
That's a really good point, because a lot of us feel like that they've taken a lot of the property off of the rolls that would be better in private ownership, where it's back on the tax rolls, where people could you know, be making money off business of it or what have you. The government owns way too much money, not only the federal government, but the state government and cities and counties.
Sure. Yeah, and there are certain instances where government ownership of property
is appropriate.
Is appropriate. Parks, things like that, where we can appreciate that, but not, you know, 8 million acre parks. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, a lot of times, because we don't have the ability as a federal government to maintain it, we've literally taken it off the tax rolls and locked it up and taken it away from the people. Yep. You can't go near it.
Latest polls, and it was taken, and I got, you know, I read the Huffington Post. I find it interesting.
Huffington Post.
I find it interesting. But they've said, and I put a blog out on it, that Obama, State of the Union, addressed two nations, the Republican and the Democrat, who have just completely diametrically opposed opinions of their life. Which, you know, that's not a, you know, that's not a rain bringer right there. But the independents feel that their life is worse than it has been under the last 8 years. In other words, there's a lot of pessimism out there that, you know, they know some people have gotten better, but not them themselves. And it was an interesting poll, and it asked like 10 different questions you can go down and check on. It's in my blog. But the point is that Republicans and Democrats and independents, they all, you know, when it gets down to it, everybody agrees that it's not as good as it used to be. What can you do? What can you start to make it so that people have jobs, that they feel safe because they don't feel safe anymore, that the military is actually going to be taken care of? And I'm not talking about more ships because, I mean, even though that we're in the weakest stage we've ever been, but that they're taken care of when they come home. What kind of things are you going to do there?
I think the first step is to work with the local officials. That's the first step. The local officials know exactly what's happening here. Find out, identify, and get things on the table that are going to be helpful to our local communities, not just Shasta County, all the counties in the district. That's where you start. Identify what we need. There's the uncertainty and the pessimism come from, you know, there's a psychology there where folks, they don't feel good about what's happening. Well, you know, that's a problem for the economy. You know, the economy is really a psychological driven thing where if people feel confident about something, they'll spend money, and, well, you got to get them working. So how do we do that? Projects. You know, we government infrastructure, those are important things, and there are spin-outs from that. So you allow entrepreneurial investment on the business side of things. Tax credits for businesses that are willing to invest in rural America. Rural America is dying right now. We're in rural America. And, you know, it's difficult for someone to make an investment in this area because what's the return going to be? What's the risk? The risk is tremendous. So there's things that you can do to shore up that risk by incentivizing folks to invest in expanding their business or creating a new business, give them opportunity here locally, anywhere in our district, and get people back to work, shore up that uncertainty.
The when we talk about that, and you've been in town here for a long time. You were head of the Chamber of Commerce for a while.
Yep.
And the fact is that we haven't had business coming in here, just in this one area. And this was, I think, the largest population in this whole our whole area up here is right here in Redding. We haven't been able to bring in business. How's that going to? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, you just said, you know, there's some generalities there.
From the federal government standpoint,
and you said something
about how can you do something that actually impacts how easy or how difficult it is to do business in the first congressional district?
Well, if you identify this district as one that's eligible for tax credits for investment. So if you're willing to invest in a certain ag economy or in high tech or something in this district, then you're going to get a tax credit for that investment. Business folks are not—they're not dumb. They're very savvy, and if they can make some money or make more money, then they're going to go what works to a place where what works for them. So I think that's where you start. You incentivize them to come here.
Okay. Hey, Doug, we've only got a couple of minutes left. This is your first interview. Really?
It is. Yeah.
So
as an officially declared candidate,
buddy. Give us just a couple minutes on you again, what you'd like to do, and then how people can get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I'd, first and foremost, I want to get the local officials engaged in the federal process. That's the by far the largest complaint that I've had, is that folks feel that we've been abandoned. That's what we need to focus on, getting the local folks involved in the process. The federal government's here whether we like it or not, and we need to get engagement, because right now it doesn't seem to be happening. I love our community. I want this place to be great. I'm raising my kids here. I'm from here. You know, I want my kids to come back here because there's just too much opportunity for them to move anywhere else. That's really what drives me to do this. You know, quality of life is why we live here, and we can do better. No doubt, we can do better. My website is DougWrightForCongress.com. You can call me on my cell phone, 953-8187, area code 530. I'll talk to anybody. You know, anybody that's living in District 1, I'll talk to anybody, because, you know, their voice matters.
Des, you can call him, too, from the Netherlands and tell him what you think. So.
Well, and I want to tell you, just a word to the people. Again, here you have an opportunity to have a real race for this seat, whether you which support candidate you support. You, the people, need to get involved. You can't, and get to know this new candidate, because that's how we make a difference.
And somebody just said, hey, great show, and thanks to everybody in the chat room. And it was. They were going back and forth on it. It was polite. And this is what we've got to get to, that you can disagree with somebody, but there's no reason to want to just eviscerate them and then eat their guts.
And you don't need to be disagreeable about it.
You know, so, again.
That's a frustration I think a lot of people have.
I think it is, too. I think people like to feel like their leaders are working together. One more time, your website?
DougWrightForCongress.com. And I want to give one more thanks to Mimi Mosley and Marty Mosley at Mosley Family Sellers. They've been big supporters, and they do a lot for this community. So I want to make sure that I recognize Mimi.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Adam McElvain running for Reading City Council. This has been a big political week here. We've got to have everybody here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tens of millions of Americans are in the path of a colossal winter storm. It's expected to glaze parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky with ice before turning into a giant snow machine as it lumbers up the East Coast. Washington, among the cities in the bullseye, and Mayor Muriel Bowser says D.C. is getting ready.
We were just briefed by the National Weather Service, and they are currently forecasting blizzard conditions in Washington, D.C., bringing up to 20 inches of snow over the weekend.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio urging residents to hunker down.
When the storm hits, it is crucial for people to stay off the streets to the maximum extent possible. If you need to move around, use mass transit to the maximum extent possible.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Hurley says watches have been posted across a wide swath of the East Coast.
With that blizzard watch, including the Washington-Baltimore area,